chapter 30. And when Rachel saw that she did not bear to Yaakov, Rachel had kinah toward her ahot, and said unto Yaakov, give me banim, or else I die. And Af Yaakov was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I in place of Elohim, who hath withheld from thee peri beten? And she said, Hine, my ama, Bilha, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my birkaim, that I may also build up through her. And she gave him Bilha, her shivha, as Isha, and Yaakov went in unto her. And Bilha conceived, and bore Yaakov ben. And Rachel said, Elohim danani, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given to me ben. Therefore called she Shemo Dan. And Bilha shivhat Rachel conceived again, and bore Yaakov ben Sheni. And Rachel said, with Naphtule Elohim niftalti, with my ahot, and I have prevailed. And she called Shemo Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had stopped bearing, she took Zilpah, her shivcha, and gave her to Yaakov as Isha. And Zilpah, shivchat Leah, bore Yaakov ben. And Leah said, Bagad. And she called Shemo God. And Zilpah, shivchat Leah, bore Yaakov ben Sheni. And Leah said, Bashri, for the banot will call me Asher. So she called Shemo Asher. And Reuven went in the Yemei Ketzir Chitim, and found Dudaim in the Sadeh, and brought them unto Leah, Imo. Then Rachel said to Leah, give me now of thee Dudaim of thy ben. And she said unto her, is it a small matter that thou hast taken my ish? And wouldest thou take away the Dudaim of Beni also? And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee, Halilah, for the Dudaim of thy ben. And Yaakov came in from the Sadeh Ba'erev, and Leah went out to meet him, and said, thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with Dudaim of Beni. And he lay with her that night, and Elohim paid heed unto Leah, and she conceived, and bore Yaakov ben Chamishi. And Leah said, Elohim hath given me my hire, because I have given my shivha to my ish. And she called Shemo Yisachar. And Leah conceived again, and bore Yaakov ben Shishi. And Leah said, Elohim hath endued me with a Zeved Tov. Now will my ish Zabal, because I have borne him Shisha Banim. And she called Shemo Zevulun. And afterwards she bore a bat and called her Shem Dinah. And Elohim remembered Rachel, and Elohim paid heed to her and opened her rechem, and she conceived and bore ben, and said, Elohim hath taken away my herpa. And she called Shemo Yosef and said, Yosef, may Hashem add me ben aher. And it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Yosef, that Yaakov said unto Lavan, send me away, that I may go unto mine own makom, and to my eretz. Give me my nashim and my yeladim, for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my avodah, which I have done thee. And Lavan said unto him, now, if I have found hin in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by Nahash that Hashem hath made a brocha upon me for thy sake. And he said, specify thy sahar. and I will pay it. And he said unto him, Thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy micnah fared with me, for it was ma'at which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude, and Hashem hath made a brocha upon thee since my coming. And now, when shall I do for mine own base also? And he said, What shall I give thee? And Yaakov said, Thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again tend and be shomer over thy zone. I will pass through all thy zone today, removing from there speckled and spotted say, and every dark say among the Kesavim, and the spotted and speckled among the Izim, and of such shall be my sachar. So shall my tzedakah answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my sachar before thy face, everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the Izim and dark among the Kesavim, that shall be counted a ganos with me. And Lavan said, Agreed. I would it might be according to thy davar. And he removed that day the male goats that were streaked and spotted, and all the Izim that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some Lavan in it, and all the dark among the Kesavim, and gave them into the yad of his Banim. And he said, Aderek shall shet Yamim between himself and Yaakov, and Yaakov tended the rest of the tzon Lavan. And Yaakov took him fresh cut makal of poplar and of almond, and plane tree, and peeled strips of bark in them, and made the Lavan appear, which was in the maklot. And he set the maklot, which he had peeled, before the flocks in the small channels of the shikatot mayim, when the zone came to drink. And since they bred when they came to drink, and the flocks bred before the maklot, and brought forth zone streaked, speckled and spotted, and Yaakov did separate the Kesavim and set the faces of the tzon toward the streaked and all the dark in the tzon Lavan, and he put his own Adarim by themselves and put them not unto the tzon Lavan. And it came to pass, whensoever tzon Hameku Shalrot did breed, that Yaakov set the maklot before the eyes of the tzon in the trough channels, that they might breed among the maklot. But when the tzon were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler would belong to Lavan, and the stronger to Yaakov. And the ish increased exceedingly, and had much tzon, and shefachot, and avadim, and gemalim, and hamarim.